The Mishnah starts the beginning of the fifth parak, the Tamid. When did they shech the Tamid? B'shmoinu machzer, 2.5 hours after Chatzos. The Korev, and they finished that Korev b'tishu machzer, 3.5 hours after Chatzos, 2.5 hours before Erev. That's what the Mishnah says. And Erev Pesach, they went earlier. They made it b'shivu machzer and Korev b'shmoinu machzer. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Benani milir b'shul ben Levi." Says a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Bein arba'im." That's when you shech the carbon pesach. Bein arba'im. Skevus hasheni tasa bein arba'im. There's two erevs. There's an erev of chatzos when it starts becoming erev. There's an erev of laila when it finishes becoming erev. Smack in the middle. How many hours is that? 6 hours. And it takes an hour for the tamid. So you have an hour of the tamid. You have 5 hours. 2.5 hours from the time of chatzos. And 2.5 hours from the time of Erev, and the Tamid, the hour of the Tamid, smack in the middle of those 5 hours. Bein Harbayim, exactly in the middle. That's Rav Shuvah Levi's Rasha. So Rav asked, so what's the Pshat in Erev Pesach? It says, Erev Pesach, you do Shivu Machza. It's not Bein Harbayim. As I fact, Rav. So, if it's Midaraisa, Hechem Ekmedminalei, how are you going to make it earlier? So the Shaila is a pay Yeshua says, so what did Shuvah Levi think? We're going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says every day was 8.5. You say, Gmaldik of Shawa, every day it's 8.5. But the same Mishnah says Erev Pesach was 7.5. What did Shuvah Levi do with the Mishnah? What was a Pshat? There has to be Avinu for Shuvah Levi. So pay Yeshua and the Sfasemis, they say Shuvah Levi held the Ikka Pasuk was telling you it can't be later than Teshu Machsa. There has to be at least 2.5 hours on that side. Earlier you could do Midaraisa. The pshat is, it's better to be in the middle, mitzvah min hamufcher, but if you need it, it could be earlier. The Ikka Kasha was bothering him, is why not make it later? You have plenty of time, why not make it later? And Rava Tesis is nidchak because they didn't want to make it so late, but they have plenty of time, it's not an hour, they have 3.5 hours, why not make it a little bit later? So Melech Shuvah Levi says that this is the Ikka Pasuk teaching you, you can't make it after this time. Before you could, it's just mitzvah min hamufcher to keep it at this time. That's what they say. And Rava said, no, if there is a pasuk that says that, the pasuk would mean you can't make it not before, not after. Not only just the mitzvah and the mufchah. That's one teretz. But the tzlach says an interesting teretz. The tzlach says, Pesach also says bein arba'im. So what's the kasha? On Erev Pesach, you make the tum at 7.5, at least the Pesach comes at 8.5. So the Pesach comes at bein arba'im. So what's your kasha? Right? Something, they can't both be Bein Arba'im. So the Yerushalmi says it. The Yerushalmi says, according to Shmuel Levi, how come on Pesach they made it 7.5? The Yerushalmi says, very simple. Because the Pesach, if you don't make it Bein Arba'im and Erev Pesach, it'll never be Bein Arba'im. The Tumid, if you don't make it Bein Arba'im and Erev Pesach, at least the other days will be Bein Arba'im. Right? So Mela, the reason why you're going to make it 7.5 on Erev Pesach, so the Pesach should come at Bein Arba'im. So the Tzlach says, why takanat? What's taka Rava's kasha? He says, Rava's kasha is only nidiyak. It says, bein b'chel, bein b'shabbos. What's the chiddush of bein b'chel, bein b'shabbos? That's what he says. That's why the Gemara says, when it brought down Rava says, ba'arvei p'sachim, nishu b'shev ma'asa k'ar b'shven ma'asa bein b'chel, bein b'shabbos. Why do we have to say bein b'chel, bein b'shabbos? The ikka kasha is because it was nishu b'shev ma'asa k'ar b'shven ma'asa. The Teretz is, that's not shver. That's to make a bein arba'im. So Mamela, oh, that's what Tzlach says. Very interesting pshat. And he says like this, he says, Be'emes and Ishver from the Mishnah. Because Erev Pesach Shkalas Erev Shabbos, you make the Tumid Sheshu Machsa, you make the Pesach Sheva Machsa, so nothing's Bein Arba'im. Not the Pesach, not the Tumid. That's Takashver and Meshuv and Levi. He says, the Marsha, this way Taichas the Marsha, the Marsha says, Taka, we could have asked that Kasha. Al-Kulpanim, Rava says no, Rava says, if Pshat is Midaraisa, there's no Din of Bein Arba'im, has to be in the middle. The whole 6 hours, we cannot do slowly Erev. So what does it mean, Mechinatu slowly Erev? So Rashi says it means from Sheshu Machsa, from a half hour after Chatzos. Why? Because it has to be, the sun has to move. He says for the hour between Chamishu Machsa and Sheshu Machsa, Chatzi Shesh and Chatzi Sheva, the sun's not moving. The sun's directly overhead. That's what Rashi says. Rashi also says this in Shabbos, Naftesu and Beis, like the Gilyan Hashas speaks. But Rashi himself, in Nafheim and Aleph and Naftali Gimel, says not the way. He brings down the Gemara in Yuma. Taisus brings down the Gemara in Yuma. Taisus brings down the Gemara in Yuma. And the pshat is, I mean, there is some, you could already shechta from chatzos. And that they waited a half hour was because the walls weren't exact. They weren't able to tell from the shadow exactly when chatzos was, still a half hour after chatzos. Chayr, shayr the Rashi, shayr Stephen Rashi, and chayr the Gemara and Yuma says, before it's not that way. Abyssal Shrekhan, you see, the Slack points out that Rashi himself says, midaraisa kol sheish shayis achreinis ksheiris. It's like a sir menea beishtikal. Very shrek. But what's interesting is, it's Negea, there's a big shayla in the Peskim. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you daven mincha after sheish shayis amachsa yayitza, Shulchan Aruch is mashma, if you daven mincha within the half hour after chatzos, you're not yayitza altogether. So what's the pshat? If you go like the Gemara and Yuma, if you go like Rashi, it's very good. Midaraisa, the Talmud is Shei Shei Sumachsa. Milch is Kenega, the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim means Shei Shei Sumachsa. But if you go like the other Rashi, like Tesis, like the Gemara and Yuma, that you already could have the Talmud by Chatzais, Shei Shei Sumachsa is only because they couldn't figure out the exact time. So what's the pshat? You're not Yetzir Mincha before. So the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishmur explains it, the pshat is, maybe Chazal made a time. Since you never shech the Pesach before Sheishu Maksa, so the Zman Mincha has to be Sheishu Maksa. But it's a Machlekes HaPeskim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Peskim, the Chashulchan Peskim is that way, that no, from Chatzais it's already Kashi. From Chatzais already can be Yetzir Mincha, because since the Talmud is Kashi from Chatzais, but the Yetzir Mincha from Chatzais, about they have to wait a half hour, Lechatchila, but the Chatzais already Yetzir with the Yetzir. You have a similar Machlekes HaPeskim the other way. Shachris, you have to daven before Zman Tefillah, before the Alat Shais. But b'di'evit, if you daven until Chatzos, the Yetzir Tefillah, not Tefillah, Zman Yetzir Tefillah. What about you want to daven Shachris after Chatzos for a half hour? The Ramon, Simon Peites, is Mashmanat. The Ramon says you can't daven Shachris after Chatzos. The Magen Avraham, even though he held, and this is Arash Shulchan Aruch, is Mashman, Simon Reish Lama Gimel, even though he held that Mincha, you're not Yetzir, even b'di'evit, until a half hour after Chatzos, but Shachris also, you can't be Yetzir till after Chatzos. Because since the whole din, why you're not Yetzir, why you can't bring the Talmud, is only because of a Suffolk. So Lamaisa, it really is the time of Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, not Yetzir Mincha. But the Rabbi Kivege brings from the Tzlach an interesting thing. Most places can hold that way. The Demis is the Bach and the Taz and the Prisha, they all say you are Yetzir Mincha till a half hour after Chatzos. It's very interesting. You are Yetzir Shachris, I mean, because since Lamaisa you can't bring the Karban Talmud till half after Chatzos, so you could do Shachris until the time for Mincha, the time for Mincha is half after Chatzos. But Reif Peskim hold not that way, that's a psak in the Mishnah Berurah, that you can't daven Shachris like the Rama says, after Chatzos. But the Kivege brings in the Tzach, he says, you have a partial idea. It's either the Zman Mincha or it's not. If it's the Zman Mincha, so you can be Yetzir Mincha. If it's not the Zman Mincha, you can be Yetzir Shachris. So this is what you should do. In case you didn't daven Shachris till Chatzos, Daven Shmein Esrei, it'd say like this. If it's Zman Shachris, it's a Shachris. If it's Zman Mincha, it's Mincha. It's not neither. It's either you really could bring the Talmud from Chatzos, and then you could be Yetzir Mincha, or you'll say, no, you can't bring the Talmud till half hour after Chatzos, but then you could be Yetzir Shachris. So the Mais is either Shachris or Mincha. So I'll Daven Shmein Esrei, it's either Shachris or Mincha. Then, half hour after Chatzos, I'll Daven another Shmein Esrei, if the one before was Shachris, so this is Mincha. If the one before was Minchas, is it the Shulman for Shachris? So mainly you can be Yetzir that way. That's what Rabbi Kivege says, B'Shem the Tzlach.